Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, everyone. If you're listening to this, you're probably dealing with anxiety and looking for some ways to feel better. And well, you're definitely not alone. We're going to do a deep dive today to some great advice from Sean Kassam. He's not only dealt with panic attacks himself, but he's helped countless others overcome their anxiety, too.
It's really remarkable how he can explain these really complicated feelings in a way that just makes sense. You know, gives you that hope that things can actually get better. He breaks it down into simple steps that you can actually use.
Yeah, and to start off, Sean makes this really important distinction between anxiety attacks and panic attacks. He explains that anxiety attacks, they're not really a formal medical term, but panic attacks are. So, like, what's the difference? Well, think of it this way. Anxiety, it's kind of like those dark, stormy clouds, you know, gathering slowly in the sky. You can kind of see the storm coming. Yeah. But a panic attack, it's like a sudden thunderstorm out of nowhere. Bam!
Right, that suddenness, that's a key difference. And it's exactly what makes panic attacks so scary. Sean describes a panic attack as this adrenaline surge, which is basically your body's, you know, fight or flight response going into overdrive.
Oh, so like kind of like that rush you get on a roller coaster. Wow. Super intense, but thankfully it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Your body can only produce so much adrenaline at once, so a panic attack can't just go on indefinitely. It has to eventually subside. But to really understand why this is happening, it's important to understand how chronic stress can actually change your nervous system. You can imagine your nervous system as this like sensitive alarm system, you know, and when you experience stress over and over, it's like that alarm keeps getting triggered. Eventually, it just becomes so sensitive that even the smallest things can set it off, leading to that sudden rush of adrenaline that we call a panic attack.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. So what can you actually do like in that moment when you feel a panic attack coming on? Does Sean have any tips for that?
He does. And his tips are all about like taking back control. And the first one might seem a little bit counterintuitive. Don't run away.
Oh, really? But shouldn't you try to like get away from whatever's making you feel so panicky?
I know it's a totally natural instinct, but running away can actually make the fear stronger. Think about it. If you have a panic attack, let's say in a grocery store, and you immediately run out, your body learns to associate that place with danger. So the next time you're in a similar situation, your body's alarm bells are just going to be even louder.
So staying put, even though it feels really scary, helps your body realize there's no real threat.
Precisely. If you're in that grocery store and start feeling panicky instead of leaving, try focusing on something specific, like maybe the colors of the fruits and vegetables, you know, just anything to shift your attention away from the panic.
That's a really practical tip. What else does Sean suggest?
Okay, so his second tip is about changing the way you think about the experience. Instead of calling it a panic attack, try calling it an adrenaline surge.
Why is that so important? Is it just about changing the words?
It's about changing your perception. Words have power, and calling it an adrenaline surge can help take away some of that like mystery and fear. It reminds you that your body is just working through something. It's not this big scary monster that's taking over.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like giving it a new, less intimidating name. What's the third tip?
Okay, the third tip is about resisting the urge to overanalyze. Trying to figure out why you're panicking during an attack is like trying to fix a car engine while it's running. It's just not effective.
Right. So it's better to just like ride out the wave and not get caught up in trying to find a reason for it right then and there.
Exactly. Remember that adrenaline is eventually going to burn off and the panic will subside. And the more you practice these techniques, the better you'll get at handling those surges.
That's reassuring. Now, Sean also mentioned that as you start to recover, panic attacks might decrease, but anxiety attacks might actually increase. Isn't that confusing?
Yeah, it can seem counterintuitive, but it's actually a good sign. It means your body is becoming less reactive to those sudden bursts of adrenaline, but your nervous system might still be a bit sensitive, and you might find yourself experiencing more of that general lingering worry that we call anxiety.
Okay, so while those really intense panic attacks, those might become less frequent, but you might start to notice the more subtle signs of anxiety more often.
That's exactly right. But here's the key. Sean emphasizes that both panic attacks and anxiety attacks, they come from the same root cause, a sensitized nervous system. And that's why he believes that the same recovery approach can work for both.
So even though it might feel like you're just trading one problem for another, it's actually a sign that you're moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. It's like you're moving from that sudden thunderstorm to those slowly gathering storm clouds. You're becoming more aware of those subtle signs of anxiety, which gives you a chance to address them before they escalate into a full-blown panic attack.
I can see how understanding this connection between panic and anxiety can be empowering.
It totally is. Yeah. It means that regardless of whether you're dealing with those sudden panic attacks or that more constant worry, there are tools and strategies that can help you regain control and find relief.
This is giving me a lot of hope. Just knowing that recovery is even possible is huge.
That's the power of knowledge and understanding. You know, it's the first step to reclaiming your life from anxiety.
Okay, so we've learned about the difference between panic and anxiety, attacks, the importance of not running away when panic hits, and that power of reframing our experience. Well, we've also touched on how healing takes time and that both panic and anxiety stem from that sensitized nervous system. But I have a feeling there's more to this recovery journey.
There is. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore more of Sean's insights on how to calm that sensitive nervous system and start to create a life that feels safer and more peaceful. It's like when you're in the middle of a panic attack, it's not just your body that feels out of control. You know, it's your mind too. Sean talks about how our thoughts can actually make those panic attacks even worse.
It's like your brain just decides to think about like every worst case scenario possible right at the moment when you're feeling most vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. And that's because when that adrenaline surge hits, it's like your mind goes into high alert too. It's constantly scanning for danger even when there's no real threat there. And that leads to like all those what if thoughts. You know, that can spiral out of control.
So what are you supposed to do with all those, like, racing thoughts? Should you try to argue with them? Tell yourself they're not true?
Well, a lot of people try to fight those anxious thoughts. But Sean suggests a different approach. He says instead of battling them, just acknowledge them. Just let them come and go, like clouds passing by in the sky.
So kind of like saying, hey, I see you anxious thoughts, but I'm not going to let you take over.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. By not like engaging in a mental tug of war with those thoughts, you actually take away some of their power. It's like you're saying, you can be here, but you don't get to control me.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. Shifting gears a little bit, we've been talking about how Sean sees both panic and anxiety attacks as stemming from this like sensitized nervous system. Can you explain a little bit more about like what that means and how we can actually calm our nervous system down?
Well, Sean talks about something called nervous system regulation. It's kind of a big phrase, but it basically means like learning to manage how your body responds to stress. You know, remember we talked about the nervous system being like that sensitive alarm system? Well, it's always responding to signals from both your environment and your own thoughts and feelings. So when you're stressed or anxious, your nervous system goes into that fight or flight mode and it starts pumping out adrenaline.
Right. That's the adrenaline surge we were talking about. Yeah. But how do you switch it off?
Unfortunately, there's no like magic button or anything. It's not that simple. It's more like learning to use a dimmer switch. You know, Sean explains that by doing things that promote relaxation and calmness, you can actually gradually teach your nervous system to chill out a bit.
So things like deep breathing, meditation, spending time in nature, those kinds of things.
Exactly. Those activities send signals to your nervous system that it's okay to relax. And over time, those practices can help lower your overall anxiety level.
It's like you're retraining your body and mind to feel safe and secure in the world.
You got it. Yeah. It's all about creating that sense of inner peace and resilience. So you can handle life's challenges without feeling totally overwhelmed by anxiety.
This is all making so much sense.
Yeah.
It feels like we're getting to like the root of the problem instead of just trying to ignore the symptoms.
And you know what's really cool? Sean points out that our bodies are actually designed to heal.
Really? Even when it feels like they're betraying us with all this anxiety.
Yes, even then. Remember how we talked about adrenaline being a limited resource? Well, panic attacks are exhausting. They just burn through so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, as you learn to calm your nervous system and reduce those panic responses, your body actually starts to crave that feeling of calmness and balance.
So it's not just about like forcing yourself to relax.
Yeah.
It's about tapping into your body's natural desire to feel good.
Exactly. It's about working with your body, not against it.
That's a really empowering way to think about it. It's like you're partnering with your body to create a life that feels good both physically and mentally.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another important point that Sean makes, the importance of trusting your body.
Trust. That's a tough one when you're dealing with anxiety. How can you learn to trust your body when it feels so like unpredictable and out of control?
It starts with listening. Pay attention to the signals your body is sending you. You know, what are your physical sensations telling you? What are your emotions trying to communicate?
I think I'm so used to trying to just push away uncomfortable feelings that I've kind of lost touch with what my body's even trying to tell me.
That's really common. But as you learn to tune in and listen, you can start to understand those signals. Maybe your body's telling you that you need more rest or you need more movement, or maybe it's just simply craving a hug or a good cry.
So it's about becoming more aware of what's going on inside and responding to those needs with kindness and care.
Exactly. And as you do, that trust begins to build. You start to see that your body is not your enemy, but rather your ally in this journey towards healing.
This is so insightful. It feels like we're moving beyond just managing symptoms and into like a deeper understanding of what it means to truly care for ourselves.
And that's what's so inspiring about Sean's approach. You know, he empowers you to become an active participant in your own healing, to become the expert of your own experience.
So Sean has overcome panic attacks himself. What does he say about like his own recovery journey? What were some of the key things that helped him find freedom from anxiety?
You know, in his videos, he doesn't really go into a lot of detail about his personal story. He mostly focuses on providing those like practical tools and strategies for others. But one thing he does emphasize is that recovery isn't always the straight line.
You mean there were ups and downs, setbacks along the way?
Exactly. He talks about how some days he felt like he was making great progress. But other days, you know, the anxiety felt just as intense as ever.
That's actually really reassuring. I think sometimes we get caught up in this idea that recovery should be like this perfect upward climb, but real life is messy.
Right, it is. And Sean reminds us that it's okay to have setbacks, you know, to not always feel perfect. The important thing is to keep moving forward, to keep practicing those tools and strategies that help you regulate your nervous system and cultivate that sense of calm and well-being.
So it's not about being perfect, it's about being persistent.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point that Sean makes, the importance of finding a guide or a mentor on this journey.
That makes a lot of sense. It can feel really overwhelming trying to figure all of this out on your own.
Absolutely. In his videos, Sean mentions that he had mentors who helped him understand and overcome his own anxiety. He emphasizes that having someone who's been through it themselves can make a world of difference.
It's like having a map and a compass when you're exploring uncharted territory.
Precisely. And Sean encourages viewers to explore the resources that he mentions in his videos, including his website and his online community. He's created this whole support system for people who are ready to take control of their anxiety and create a life of freedom and joy.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's so inspiring to know that there are people out there who are dedicated to helping others find healing and hope.
It really is. And I think that's what's so powerful about Sean's message. He doesn't just offer techniques, you know.
Yeah.
He offers a sense of possibility. He shows us that recovery is actually possible and that we don't have to suffer alone.
This has been such a helpful conversation. I feel like I'm walking away with like a whole new understanding of anxiety and more importantly, a sense of hope that I can actually overcome it.
I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, this is just the beginning of your journey. There's so much more to explore, so many resources available to support you.
So where do we go from here? Like, what's the next step?
Well, in the final part of our deep dive, we'll recap some of the key takeaways from Sean's videos and explore some practical strategies that you can start using today to calm your nervous system and reclaim that sense of peace and well-being.
We've really covered a lot in our deep dive into Sean's advice, you know, on anxiety and panic attacks. It's been eye-opening to learn about the difference between those two and how we can actually calm our nervous systems down.
It is amazing how much understanding these things can just change your whole perspective, you know, and give you that power to actually take control of your own well-being.
Yeah, one thing that really stuck with me was Sean's advice about not running away from those panic attacks. It seemed counterintuitive at first, but it makes so much sense when you think about it.
It is all about breaking that cycle, you know, of fear and avoidance. When you stay present during a panic attack and just let that wave of adrenaline pass, you're actually showing your body that there's no real danger.
It's like we're teaching our brains to see panic attacks as these like temporary bursts of energy that will always fade away eventually.
Right. And that reframing technique too, you know, calling it an adrenaline surge instead of a panic attack can make a huge difference. It's so simple, but it's powerful.
It makes you feel less scary.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like you're saying, okay, my body's just doing its thing.
Yeah.
I can handle this.
Exactly. And remember trying to figure out why you're having a panic attack when you're in the middle of one? It's like trying to solve a math problem while you're riding a roller coaster. It's just not going to work.
Right. Instead, we should be focusing on those grounding techniques, like deep breathing or focusing on our senses. You know, what we can see here, touch, smell, and taste. Those simple things can really help calm that nervous system.
Absolutely. And speaking of calming the nervous system, I love how Sean emphasizes that, you know, both panic attacks and anxiety attacks, they stem from that same root cause, a sensitized nervous system. It's like we're finally getting down to the bottom of what's really going on.
Yeah, and knowing that really opens up a whole world of possibilities for feeling better. It's about learning to regulate our nervous system through things like mindfulness, you know, meditation, spending time in nature,
okay.
All those things.
Exactly. It's like we're building up our own inner strength so we can handle whatever life throws our way.
And one of the most encouraging things we talked about is how our bodies actually crave healing.
Mm.
They crave that sense of balance and well-being.
It is so important to remember that we're not alone in this. You know, our bodies are on our side. And there are people like Sean out there who have gone through it themselves and are helping others find that freedom from anxiety.
It's inspiring to know that even Sean, who's now an expert in overcoming anxiety, you know, he said his journey wasn't always easy. He had setbacks along the way too, just like everybody else.
Yeah, that's such an important reminder. Recovery's not always perfect. It's okay to have ups and downs. You know, what matters is that we keep practicing the things that help us feel safe and grounded and never give up on ourselves.
It's okay to ask for help too.
Right.
Finding a guide or mentor can make such a big difference.
Absolutely. You don't have to go through this alone. So if your body could talk, what do you think it would tell you? It needs to feel safe and calm.
That's a great question. I think mine would probably ask for more rest, more time in nature, more moments of just laughter and joy, you know? And it would probably also say, it's okay to ask for help.
That's wonderful. And as you continue on this journey of healing and discovering what works best for you, remember to be patient with yourself, celebrate all those little victories, and never, ever give up on that dream of living a life free from anxiety. You deserve to feel peace and joy. And with the right tools and support, you can absolutely get there.